The scripture this morning is the Acts of the Disciples, chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill that they called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field, and there he fell headlong. His body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, or that is the field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it's necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time that the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over the apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles.
Good morning. So, as you know, that for the last few Sundays, we have started a sermon series under the title, How to Handle Change. On the first Sunday, we talked about anticipating change. We talked about the fact that the life which we live has constant change happening. Amen? Amen. Whether we like it or not. And if you think that, hey, I have not changed for the last 20 years, I just encourage you to go back home and open your Facebook and look at your picture 10 years ago. And then you'll say, like, yeah, Raji, I think I'm slowly changing, a little bit changing here and there. So anticipation of change. Knowing the fact that changes are happening, and so when the change will happen to us, we are more inclined and ready to accept change in our life. The previous Sunday, we talked about accepting the change, not only anticipating change, because we anticipate before it happens, but when changes happen, we accept it. There are two ways we can accept. We can reject it, or we can accept it. If you reject it, then eventually we'll still have to come to realize that change has happened and I have been not ready for it and I have not accepting it. So second one is accept the change. And today we want to talk about adjusting into the change. Adjusting into the change. Now, we read scripture from the book of Acts of Apostles. It is a bridge between gospel for gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and rest of the New Testament. And so, Book of Acts acts as an bridge between these two great writings in the New Testament. During Book of Acts, we see the ministry of Jesus, which he did here on the earth, has changed into a wider worldwide ministry happening all over the world. And disciples of Christ, they were having a hard time to accept this change because they wanted things to remain just as it is. They wanted Jesus to talk with them just as Jesus was talking with them. They wanted to see miracles of Jesus right the way Jesus performed the miracles. But again, in the book of Acts, we're informed and we notice that Jesus is saying that I have a better plan for you. And my plan is that I am going to go up into heaven and I'm going to send you Holy Spirit. Now that Holy Spirit will remain with you. Holy Spirit will be with you all the time. And so you don't have to only stick around with me, physically speaking. You can be in India and the Holy Spirit will be there with you. You can be in Latin America and Holy Spirit is going to be with you. You could be in China and Holy Spirit is going to be with you. And when you're open for intervention and when you're open for guidance from Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. Amen? And if you think that's a drastic change of God's presence. And disciples were having a hard time. They were having a hard time to adjust into this new reality. And dear people of God, when I look at us, many of us are going through tremendous changes. In fact, we are sending our kids to college, right? And for them, it's going to be a great change. At home, somebody else were cooking for them. And at the school, they have to figure it out what they're going to do. At home, somebody is washing their clothes and already folded on their bed. Nope. Not yet. Yeah, let us continue pray for Gretchen. Yeah, she's actually helping her children to actually have a handle change before. Yeah. And so as we change, we have to adjust. We have to adjust to realities. And this is, there are two types of changes. One is called positive change. The positive change is the change we want in our life. For example, getting married is a positive change. Nobody has forced upon us. We have chosen our partners and eventually we get married. And we think like, since this is our choice, that is our change, things are going to go well. How many of you know that things will exactly go well once you get married? None of you dare to raise your hand except Greg and Philip. Because, you know, that's not an easy change, even though we want that change, but that's not an easy change. Or getting for a new job, going for a new job. Yes, that change we want, but when we go to a new place of work, again, it takes a while to adjust to new place and new people. Moving from one country to another, that's a big change. Yes, I wanted it. But I'm still adjusting after 15 years in America. Still, I'm struggling in so many areas. And moving from different places, Michigan to here. Amen? So when we move, that's our choice. And that's called positive change because that is the change we wanted it to happen. It has happened, but still it requires for us to adjust into that change. And there is a negative change. That negative change, we don't want. We want to avoid as much as possible. For example, death in our family. That brings tremendous change. Broken relationship, divorce. Those are unwanted changes. They are negative changes. And sometimes they are forced upon us. Information about the sickness. I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody who has just been informed about a difficult diagnosis for that person. And that is so common for all of us. That is a different type of change, negative change. And so how do we handle those changes? The first thing I want to encourage you that find a group of people who are going through similar changes in their life. Find group of people who are going through similar changes in their life. On New Year's Day, New Year's night, we had around 25 people at my home. And you don't know that, but like we partied from 10 o'clock that night till 5 o'clock that morning. Wow. Maybe the longest party I've ever been to. And those group of friends, we had one thing in common, that all men were married to Russian women. And so that was the only thing, as a family, it brought us together. Because when we came together, we realized there's a lot to talk about it. We can go on and on and on to talk about, like, how challenging it is, right? Like, we want to eat spicy food, and they cannot eat spicy food. We like air conditioning, and actually some interesting, they like heater more than air conditioning. You know, we can talk with anybody in any language, and they're having a hard time. So we ate together, we talked together, we danced together, and all that. The only common thing, as I was saying, that it was cross-culture marriage. And that was the main theme. It brought us together. We had such a great conversation, great time. And some of us were even planning to go for, you know, a long hike. So find a group of people who are going through similar change. Second thing, know that your church family will be with you during your change. Amen? Amen. Your church family, and this is your church family, that church family is going to be with you during your change. It will help you to adjust into your changes. And the only responsibility from your side, dear people of God, is to let us know that you are going through change. Amen?
Amen?
Because once in a while we think that Pastor Rajiv is so handsome, and since he's so handsome, he knows everything. Well, I don't know anything if you don't tell me. Let us be open, dear people of God, to share ourselves with our sisters and brothers in Christ, amen? So that we can pray with one another, so that we can support one another, so that we can pass our wisdom to one another. How often it is that we are struggling in our change and there is nobody to walk. It's not because they don't want to walk with us, because nobody knows that we are going through that. Nobody knows the struggle we are in. And so may I encourage strongly, dear people of God, send me an email, text me, call me, come and talk to me in person, tell somebody else to tell me, so that as a church family, we can be with you. See, in the family, there is no hiding, right? We should be transparent and open and supportive to one another. The only way we cannot be effective support to other people is when we do not know what is happening in other people's lives. How to handle change? Let your church family know, and we will pray with you and we will support you in this journey. And third thing, know that our God, who is everlasting, unchanging God, is going to be with you in your change. We change. Our circumstances change. People's opinion about us change. People change. People's viewpoint about things change. But the scripture says in the book of Hebrews that our God is same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can depend upon that God. We can depend upon unchanging God forever. And so as you are adjusting into your changes, remember that unchanging God is going to be with you through your journey. I want to say a few things about negative change. You might say that, Pastor Rajiv, you're talking about negative change and you want me to just accept it? No. There is a way, dear people of God, to make a difference in that change. And so, for example, the person who just had a medical diagnosis, like, will that person just remain quiet and accept it? No, I encourage that person to go to doctor and pray and find some help. Yes, in our country, we have experienced few changes in the last few years. Many of us that don't like that change, political change. Let us make different, dear people, by involving ourselves. Amen? Not just being quiet and accepting it, but making a difference in the way we live, in the way we react. But in the process, still remain joyful. See, there is two ways. One way to make a difference in the change we don't like, the negative change, at the same time, remain in God's peace. Because it is possible that you could remain in turmoil to make that change, and in the process, you lose the precious years of your life. You know, there is an interesting passage in the Bible, and I want to read. This is the change happening in the life of people of Israel. They have been taken as a captive, and they will remain as slaves in Babylon for next 70 years. And so they are asking a question to the prophet, and they're asking a question to the prophet and asking, "Prophet, can you consult with God and tell us how we should handle ourselves with this constant change is going to happen? What do we do with this change? Because we are going to be in a strange land. We are going to remain as a slave for 70 years. Do we constantly resist that or constantly, how do we handle it?" And I just want to give you a few instructions from this. Jeremiah chapter 29 and few verses. This is the message from God to angel of army, Israel of God. All the exiles which is taken from Jerusalem to Babylon. The instruction, build homes and make yourself a home. Put in garden and eat whatever grows in that country. Marry and have children. Encourage children to marry and have children so that you will thrive in that country and not waste away. Make yourself at home there and work for the country's welfare. Pray for Babylon's well-being. If things go well for Babylon, things will go well for you. What the scripture is saying that even though you don't like change, even though you're going to resist enslavement, at the same time, enjoy your life. Amen? Build houses. Hang out with one another. Go and have party. Go to church. Sing songs. Yes, the fact is you're not happy maybe at some area in your life, but that shouldn't ruin your life. You can be happy in there are other areas. And as you're happy in other areas, try to work in the area where you want to make a change. And so I don't know what areas, dear people of God, you want to make change this morning. You know negative changes in your life. You know the changes are happening and you hate those changes. Yes, try to make changes on those changes, but at the same time, don't ruin your joy. Don't ruin your peace. Don't ruin the place where God has already blessed you. Don't ruin the relationship God has already given to you in order to make the changes at other place. Enjoy life. Be in God's communion with one another. Grow in God. Make a difference. And at the same time, work for the change. So three things, remember, find group of friends who will help you to adjust into the change. Second one, know the fact that your church family is going to be with you in your changes. Third thing, know the God who is unchanging, everlasting, ever-present will remain with you in those changes. And in the process, be open, share your life, tell your stories. I remember the first time when I came here in America was in 2000. And I was staying with my friend. And my friend took me to visit another friend. And other friend was married to an American woman. He's an Indian guy married to an American woman. And we were there only for an hour. And we were having a conversation. But in the process, I felt so strongly within my heart that this is the person and this is the family I need to be in touch with. And so I told them that, can I get your phone number? And they said, sure, Rajiv, here is our phone number. And then after 2 years, when I come back from Korea to America, I remember it was Friday evening. We were so tired. And on Saturday, I call my friend, whom I met only for an hour. I call him. His name is Chim. I said, Chim, I'm here. And he's like, okay, who are you, first of all? Like, I'm Rajiv. Like, okay, I don't know who you are because... And then I had to explain some more. Like, yeah, I remember you 2 years ago. And so as we were having conversation, he said, okay, so tomorrow is Sunday, what's your plan? Well, we have no plan. We just came here, and my school at that time I was going will start in 2 weeks. So we don't know anybody. We have no plans. And he says, don't worry. I will come to pick you up tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Chim, he came to pick me and my wife up at that time. And then he took us to the church. And then he asked, like, so what's your plan this evening? Well, we have no plans. We just came here. He said, okay, so why don't we have dinner at my place? And so we had dinner at Chim's place. And then he asked, so Rajiv, what are you guys going to do for the next 2 weeks? Because your school starts after 2 weeks. What are you going to do? Like, we don't know. We have no plans. Like, why don't you stay with us? And so we stayed with Chim and Faye for that next 2 weeks. And eventually we became so good friends that I can, if anybody's going to Long Beach from here, and if you don't know the place to live, come and tell me. Because Chim and Faye, they have like 6-bedroom house on Long Beach. And they are so open of any of my friends to go and stay there. The reason I'm telling you, dear people of God, that I was open to tell my story to Chim. And Chim, brother in Christ, and Faye, sister in Christ, were ready to help us in our journey. They realized that Rajiv and Anna, the change you're going to go through is difficult one. It's not going to be easy to live in America. You'll know how to learn driving. And when Faye was teaching me driving, let me tell you that she wasn't a very nice person, as like most other, those who are helping to drive somebody else, right? But they've been a very, very important people for my life, for our family life, because we were open to tell about our changes, and they came alongside us and helped us in our changes. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your presence in our lives. You're God who is unchanging God. And you know that when we go through changes, Lord, you want to walk with us. You want to talk with us. And you want to help us to adjust into new realities, new changes. I pray for all of us, and especially those who are going through those difficult changes in their lives, Lord, help them that they would find a group of people who would walk with them, who will understand them, that they are going through very similar changes in their own lives. Help them that they would be also open to church family and willing to tell their story to us so that we can pray with them, we can share our wisdom, we can support them in their journey. And Lord, help them to deeply connect with you, God who is unchanging, everlasting, constant presence, that even though circumstances and surrounding in their life might change, they can hold on to you, that unchanging and great and wonderful God. Help us to be people who make changes in other people's lives. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.